Hey folks, Drew Zagorski here, and welcome to Venture Boldly, the podcast of the Discover Kalispell Chamber, your go-to source for all you need to know about what's happening in the business and local communities right here in Kalispell and the Flathead Valley. Today we're turning the mirror on ourselves as I'll have a conversation with Diane Medler, Executive Director of Discover Kalispell. Diane has a 30-year career in hospitality and marketing, including a role, as I've mentioned, as the Executive Director of Discover Kalispell since 2010. Having grown up in the hospitality industry, the importance of uniqueness of place and promoting its special attributes was drilled in at an early age. After living in several areas of the U.S., Diane and her family settled in Montana in 1995 and enjoyed the abundance of outdoor recreation opportunities. So listen for a minute as we learn a bit about our sponsors, and then I'll be back with my conversation with Diane Medler of Discover Kalispell. In the fall of 2002, four Flathead River Raft Guides saw an opportunity to make a difference. The group launched Nomad Global Communication Solutions with a simple but important goal: keeping people connected. Two decades later, Nomad GCS builds cutting-edge mobile operation centers for public safety, disaster response, healthcare, telecom, and defense for customers like NASA, FEMA, Verizon, and every branch of the United States military. At Nomad, the world's most advanced mobile operation centers are designed, manufactured, and integrated. One look at the state-of-the-art equipment and jaw-dropping projects in progress, and you'll understand why Nomad GCS was voted Best Manufacturer and Runner-Up Best Employer in the Daily Interlakes 2022 Best of Flathead Awards. If you'd like to learn more and work for Nomad GCS, go to nomadgcs.com. If you want connection with other businesses, to be at the heart of the Kalispell and Flathead business community, to support action for creating a vibrant, thriving, growing climate, not just for your business, but for our entire business community, you want to be part of the Kalispell Chamber. As a catalyst for business growth, a convener of business leaders and influencers, and a champion for Kalispell and the entire Flathead community, becoming part of the Kalispell Chamber is an investment in the future of your business and our community. To learn more about becoming a partner of the Chamber, call 406-758-5054. Again, the number's 406-758-5054, or go to kalispellchamber.com. So, Diane, thanks for joining me today as we take a deep dive into Discover Kalispell. First question is, what is Discover Kalispell?
Thank you, Drew. Discover Kalispell is a DMO, a destination marketing organization. So our role is to promote Kalispell as a travel, sports, events, and group business destination, which supports numerous businesses and over 12,000 jobs in Flathead County that rely on tourism year-round.
Okay. And now, people may not be aware, but Discover Kalispell is actually a division of the Discover Kalispell Chamber. What's the difference, and how do those initiatives that you just talked about that are under your purview align with the Chamber's overall mission?
Yeah, so once visitors come here for the first time, they see the quality of life, the beauty in our landscapes, the diverse amenities, and friendliness of people. So tourism does serve as a laying the groundwork for attracting businesses, talent, industry, and residents, but also, you know, development dollars and whatnot. So we work together as one organization. We both serve to benefit the local economy, to assure that, you know, Kalispell is well poised for the future and economic strength, just from slightly different lenses.
Okay, let's peel this tourism onion a little bit. Okay. The first thing I want to address is the elephant in the tourism room, right? There's been an influx of a lot of people to the region over the past few years, you know, and so the population of residents has grown and people are feeling that impact already. Now you add into that, you know, the busy summer visitor season, and the frustrations just mount because there's so many people coming to the area. How does Discover Kalispell help to manage and mitigate these impacts?
Yeah, and that's a really important point. We are a destination marketing organization, but we are also a destination stewardship and development organization. So let me explain that a bit more.
Okay.
You know, since 2020, we've taken an even more laser-focused community-first approach with the influx of visitors, as you mentioned, that we had during the pandemic. And many of those visitors weren't as familiar with how to recreate in a place like Montana. So it did cause a lot of frustrations for residents. So although we haven't actively promoted summer travel for many years, it really became even more important to focus our promotional campaigns and other initiatives during summer to educate visitors how to travel, how to recreate responsibly. We have messages that we put out in a variety of different ways. So we reach the traveler during their trip planning phases. So that's in our paid media campaigns, on our websites, through our newsletters. We also touch them and educate them while they're on the ground. We give them the information they need to plan ahead, be prepared, to be able to navigate kind of the travel logistics that are prevalent in during the summer season, such as the vehicle reservation, and reminding them that, you know, Montana is a special place and we need them to help us be good stewards of this place and take care of it. And also, you know, we're a smaller town, small city that's full of great community members that run small businesses, and we ask them to support those small businesses, but also to be patient, to be kind.
So one of the things you kind of touched on a little bit there was the number of flights that come in the summer versus the winter. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so we are a financial supporter and very involved with Glacier Aero. So Glacier Aero is a nonprofit group comprised of business and tourism chambers and whatnot from across the Flathead Valley that work to create more winter and year-round flights. So airlines are very happy to come here in the summer, and they propose new routes. And as we've seen over the past few years, we have a great increase in flights and seat capacity in the summer. It's important for us as residents, as business travelers, and also to be able to disperse the visitors outside of summer, is to have more of those flight options in the fall and winter and spring.
Yeah, so kind of bring some of that traffic into the quote-unquote shoulder seasons.
Exactly, to increase the number of flights, increase seat capacity, to allow for more for visitors to come at other times of year, and also for us as residents to have more options to travel.
Okay. Now, the other layer of this onion that I want to get into is the tourism revenue. And I mean, it makes sense. Anybody who puts their mind on it will, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, revenue flowing into any community that's a hot destination for vacations is going to benefit from that revenue. But looking past these frustrations that people have about the influx of people coming in during peak seasons, share with me how these tourist dollars benefit the entire community all year long.
Yeah, that's an important point to remember. You know, the busy traffic in the summer and some of the other impacts of the visitor season are real. And we fully understand that. And we as residents have a challenge with that as well. But we wouldn't have the, you know, some of the many services and amenities that we enjoy here in our community if it weren't for the visitor dollars that are put into our economy. We talked about flight options that we continue to work to increase, but also events and activities such as Spartan Race, the Glacier Range Riders, you know, the Wacholz College Center's amazing lineup of national talent. All that, you know, our community is only a certain size. We need the visitor dollars and impact of that to be able to support these attractions and amenities. Credit card spending in Kalispell by non-residents, visitors, during 2022 was $228 million. So, you know, I think we can all agree that that would have an impact on our small businesses in the city of Kalispell, sure. Right? And that is spent, you know, 32% of that was spent on food, almost 20% on retail, almost 14% on accommodations, 13% on gas and service stations. So, the visitor spending impacts a wide variety of businesses in our community.
Have you checked out WorkforceFlathead.com? Workforce Flathead is a collaboration between local education, business, and government partners to connect students, businesses, and employers with each other. WorkforceFlathead.com is a custom-built online home for all things workforce in the Flathead Valley. You'll find business and education resources, jobs and job fair information, links to apprenticeships, and a whole lot more. There's even a library of locally produced career videos perfect for students and job seekers to introduce them to career paths in Northwest Montana. To learn more, visit WorkforceFlathead.com today. Diane, you talked about some of these events. One of them was the Spartan Race. You mentioned a couple of others. Can you go into a little bit more detail about some of these events that are coming up or that are annual events that these tourism dollars help to make happen?
Sure. So I'll talk to the events, what we call destination events, that Discover Kalispell has created and organized and sponsored over the years to give, I think, some good examples. So the Montana Spartan Race, we have been the host organization for that. This will be our 10th year this year. That attracts, you know, over 7,500 racers, and over 60% of those racers are from out of state. So, and this is the first weekend in May. So that is a really important influx of business and dollars to our hotels, to restaurants, and they touch all the communities in the valley. All the hotels receive lodging occupancy and restaurants and whatnot. Another example would be the Montana Pond Hockey Classic. Unfortunately, that is no longer able to be held because of the inconsistencies in weather patterns, and we couldn't rely on frozen lake, Foyce Lake freezing. But again, that was held in January or February. So we select these times of year to create these destination events that people will travel here for the event, you know, for a weekend. They're here, they come in, enjoy our area, spend their money, have a great time, and then go home and then come back the next year. So we're looking for additional events such as that outside of the summer season. We also have a grant program that helps support other newer expanding events outside of the summer season that can serve to, you know, attract visitors to attend the event.
Now, we've been talking a lot about tourism, and you touched on this a little bit earlier in our conversation about what Discover Kalispell is doing, positioning itself as a resource for residents and businesses throughout the year. What do folks need to know about the services that you're offering the local community in terms of grants, group services, press trips, other things like that, indoor sports facility?
Yeah, so I mentioned the grant program, but there's an event grant program side of it. There's also a community asset development side of our grant program. So if a nonprofit or other group has an idea of something that could be created to enhance, let's say, our downtown, to make it more, even more vibrant and viable. Let's give an examples would be maybe some bike racks, maybe some more public art. Maybe it's signage at trails that helps educate both residents and visitors. Maybe it's a water station at a trailhead. Maybe it's general improvements to trailheads. So those community asset development projects that make this even a better place to live and benefit us as residents, but also make it a great place to visit. Okay. So that's one example. We have group services. We have a whole group services department where we work with local businesses that want to bring their maybe regional trade association meeting here. We work to put out secure quotes from our hotels that are applicable to the size of the meeting, help them with some group activity ideas. We also have incentive dollars for group applications. So let's say a meeting or a big reunion or a conference or a tour group is coming in and they just need a little help to make this happen here in Kalispell. So we have provided incentive money to help with their transportation. Or maybe it's help with some outside offsite activities from the conference hotel. Maybe they go to Montana Horse Works or someplace else for a group activity. So we have a wide variety of complimentary services and also some application for some group incentive money. And Don Jackson runs our group sales department and is happy to chat with anyone who's looking to bring a group or meeting here. Press trips, we have a very strong PR component to our to Discover Kalispell's initiatives. And we host travel writers that are really very well and selected for those that write for publications or are influencers that hit the target market that we want to learn about Kalispell. So we had a recent press trip in January, four different national travel writers. So far, we've had six really great articles come out on that. And each of them highlight our chamber member businesses that were involved in the press trip. And we really appreciate that partnership of those businesses, such as restaurants and whatnot, that help us host these travel writers.
Okay. Any of note that we can point people to?
As far as the articles, Travel Awaits was a big article. We've had articles in Photos before. We've had articles in Outside Magazine before. So really these national publications that, you know, people who are interested in travel and particularly interested in traveling to a outdoor recreation area and a small charming town, that they are going to be reading these publications. And so these articles are a great incentive for them to plan their trip.
As we wrap up, I'm going to kind of steer this question because something interesting that you guys did last year in 2022 was a community engagement study. And so I'll usually ask folks if there are any other thoughts, but I'm kind of curious about what you learned in that study that were either light bulb moments or confirmed things that you were thinking about. What can you share about that?
It was a really good experience, and it was just the first step. I think that we want to continue to hear from our community and hear from businesses. We want to keep asking the questions of how do we move forward? We know we're growing, and we know that although tourism is a very important part of our economy, we also know that it has its frustrations and around it. And we want to be part of the solutions to offset those negative implications. So we heard from residents and the business community a wide variety of comments. I think some that really stood out, many that reinforced what we already knew, which is great because we want to make sure we're on the right track. But they shared with how they want to have Kalispell stay as a place for everyone, that residents of all different socioeconomic levels feel part of this community, that we continue to be diverse in that way. And they really feel that as a community, we're great at coming together and around a shared focus and solving challenges. So one thing that came up was the Parkline Trail. Great example of a very big project that took many years of work. But they recognize the fact that, you know, everyone is prepared to help be part of the process. And let's define what our immediate challenges are. Maybe that's increasing ground transportation. We know that that's something that we're going to focus on being part of that solution. Maybe it's creating this indoor sports facility that we are doing some studies on now to create a good asset for our local sports groups and as well an avenue to really attract some sports tourism and visitor spending during the off season. So we had a good responses to a survey. We had two large public input sessions, and then we had some one-on-one conversations. And the Kalispell Chamber and Discover Kalispell are definitely going to continue on this process and build on it and expand. And we want to hear from folks because we know we're growing and we know we're changing, and let's do that with intention and keeping our community and good sense of place along with that.
Anything else folks should know before we break off here, Diane?
I encourage those of you who aren't familiar with what Discover Kalispell does to reach out, to go to our website, discoverkalispell.com. I think that'll give you a better sense of the story we tell about Kalispell. We want our story to be genuine, right? What is Kalispell? We're not trying to make it into something it's not. And we encourage you to send your visiting friends and family into our visitor information center to get our visitor guide, to help disperse them to all those other wonderful things to do Glacier Park is a jewel, and we are so fortunate to have that in our area. But there is so much else to do, particularly in the summer. So we're always encouraging people to explore outside of the park and explore downtown Kalispell.
Okay. And for anybody who's interested and wants to really dive into the minutiae and the nuts and bolts of it all, we'll have links to the Discover Kalispell 2022 annual report and the marketing plan for 2023. So if folks want to see a little bit more specific detail, they can go to the episode notes and download those documents. So, Diane, I want to really thank you for your time today. And thanks especially for all your years of service to the people and businesses of Kalispell and the wider valley. Thank you so much for that. And thanks to all our listeners as well for listening to this episode of Venture Boldly, the podcast of the Discover Kalispell Chamber. We'd love to hear your thoughts about today's topic and about the podcast in general. You can listen at discoverkalispellchamber.com/podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can reach us via the contact page at discoverkalispell.com or via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Kalispell Chamber. Next time on Venture Boldly, I'll be talking with Glacier National Park Superintendent Dave Romer. I'm your host, Drew Zagorski. She's Diane Medler of Discover Kalispell. Venture Boldly, folks. Appearance on the Venture Boldly podcast does not constitute an endorsement of goods or services. The Venture Boldly podcast is a production of the Discover Kalispell Chamber and is produced by the Chamber in partnership with Left Brain, Right Brain Marketing. You can find the Discover Kalispell Chamber at kalispellchamber.com and Left Brain, Right Brain Marketing at lbrbm.com.